this is not only the deadliest drug out, this is very important to understand for the viewers. This is the most injurious drug in the history of military warfare. This has a higher injure to kill ratio than any military war in the last half a century. And it has the highest injure to kill ratio of any drug ever put out. The butchers, Borla and Bansal, have murdered, killed, and injured 585 million global citizens. And that was of last September. Many would argue many more by now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. James Thorpe, my personal friend and somebody whose integrity I admire greatly, telling you the hardcore truth that Pfizer tried to cover up for some 70 plus years. CEOs Bansal and Borla are guilty of crimes against humanity, the likes of which the world has never seen. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up, your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com. SGT Report on Rumble and BitChute, no longer on YouTube since October 15th, 2020, where they nuked us for telling too much truth, but we're still at it. We'll continue to tell the truth. And let me just say before I welcome our guest, I'm a bulldog. You want to tell me I can't associate with somebody? You want to tell me that I'm doing something wrong by trying to promote healthful ways to get good things into people's bodies when the hospitals themselves became killing fields during the pandemic? I'm a bulldog. You're just going to get me to dig in deeper. And that's what we're going to do in this conversation with my good friend, Dr. James Thorpe, who was fired for telling his pregnant patients the truth about the potential side effects or effects of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. He ended up at the wellness company, a company I support. Doc, welcome back. How are you?
John, it's such a blessing to be back on your platform. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I always enjoy your company and your courage. Guys, Dr. James Thorpe will be testifying before the Oklahoma State Senate and Congress this week regarding misinformation given to pregnant women about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. So the man is a truth teller. And let me just say one little thing about trolls, and then I'll turn it over to Dr. James Thorpe. He can say whatever he wants regarding this issue. I know something's up, guys, because I just got an unsolicited package, two packages, in fact, in the mail. The return address, my address. So I don't know who sent this to me. They didn't sign it. They didn't include their name. But it's page after page after page after page of crap printed out off the internet saying that I really, really need to do my due diligence on three people. Guess who the people are? Attorney Todd Callender, Ann Vandersteel, and Dr. Peter McCullough. Are you kidding me? And here's the charge. Pandering to Christians. Guys, I don't know what's going on here, but I've been at this a very long time. For anybody who saw my micro documentary from 2012, Which Criminal Bank Hates SGT Report, find out now. Well, you all know we tracked all of those trolls and all of those comments and all that harassment back to three servers owned and operated by Bank of America. You can't make this stuff up, guys. Dr. James Thorpe, welcome back, brother. Where should we start?
Well, Sean, great entry. And I would just say this, that when truth prevails, evil forces hate it. And what I would say is that your platform projects truth. And the height, if the height of hypocrisy, if hypocrisy were water, we'd be back in Noah's flood. The people that you mentioned, for example, let's take all three of them. You know, Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. Peter McCullough, I happen to know personally. He and his wife, and I've worked with him extensively. I know his heart. I know his spirit. I have a very close relationship with both he and his wife. I've prayed with them. I know that he is the most honest, most forthright, most qualified physician in the world to speak the truth on exactly what is going on with this horrible blight on humanity. And that is the pandemic. Listen, these murderers have perpetrated, killed, and injured 585 million global citizens. 585 million global citizens they've killed and injured with this shot, this so-called COVID-19. It's not a vaccine, but that's what they call it. It's a gene therapy. So the height of hypocrisy, attacking the most qualified person on this earth right now, the most published cardiologist in the world, and attacking him and trying to debunk him. Okay, it's not going to happen. So listen, we know who rules the world right now. It's not God. It's evil. It's Satan. And Satan's in control for this time. And evil forces are coming at truth and truth tellers like Dr. Peter McCullough and others. That's my perspective as a Christian, a conservative, a patriot, a disabled veteran.
Well, and I appreciate that. I just think that there's something very orchestrated that's happening here. And I wasn't so convinced of that just because of one person in Canada and her troll army. Where I became convinced of it was when I got this unsolicited package in the mail by a coward that was not willing to include their name. They sussed me out, found my address, sent me two packages, and they want me to go after other truth tellers. Here's the thing about Dr. Peter McCullough, too. Even if he was swallowing the Western medicine protocols way back in the day prior to the pandemic, even if he was getting paid to vaccinate people, whatever, just like all Western medicine doctors are, he woke up, he decided to tell the truth and come clean to the American people. He decided to stand with the American people as you've done. And to me, that makes me want to stand with all y'all. Because so many of these other Western medicine doctors, James, they still have their paychecks when they were getting paid tens of thousands of dollars to kill people with the protocols in the killing fields known as hospitals. So again, I will stand with anybody willing to tell the truth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And let me just say this. I'm a truth teller and I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. And I take every opportunity that I can, Sean, to confess publicly the mistakes that I have made as a physician. Because if I don't do that on every opportunity I can publicly, then I don't sleep well at night. So let me do a confession here that I've done probably dozens and dozens of times over the last 4 years. I believed what I was taught in medical school. I believed my organizations, my medical organizations, up until, you know, a decade or so ago. I believed in the FDA and the CDC up until, you know, a decade or so. But listen, I've made some grave mistakes as a physician. I pushed vaccines. I took vaccines. I gave vaccines to my children. I push vaccines in pregnant women, including the influenza vaccine and including the Tdap vaccine. Why? Because I believe these people. And guess what? I was dead wrong. I've made a mistake. But I woke up. I saw that about 10 or 15 years ago. I did my due diligence. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. I'm a sinner. I'm a human being. I've made mistakes and I've repented. But guess what? I'm allowed to do that. So we've all followed our own trajectory. But I am a member of the famous, the right docs of history, the docs on the right side of history. I've never, ever pushed this lethal, injurious COVID-19 vaccine to any human being, any patient, and I was opposed to it from 2020. I'm opposed to it in dogs and in cattle and animals. So I am one of the docs on the right side of history, as is Dr. Peter McCullough, as is Dr. Ben Marble, as is Dr. Mary Talley Bowden, as is Dr. Pierre Corey, as is Dr. Paul Merrick, as is Dr. Zev Zelenko. And I could go on and on and on, but we're all on our different trajectory. Listen, there's a lot of the doctors now that are being buffeted by the media and have pretty good platforms. And, you know, they were pushing the vaccines. They were pushing on them. And now they've come about and done an about face. I have respect for them, but who should be respected more? The Peter McCulloughs, you know, or the doctors that were pushing the shots and didn't realize it and were actually criticizing him in the first couple of years of this pandemic? I would suggest to you that it's the docs on the right side of history that should be tested, trusted. So who are these other doctors that, you know, I take my hats off to him. I love Dr. Asim Malhotra. You know, he was pushing the vaccine, but he's come across and done a public apology and repentance, just like you saw me, Dr. Jim Thorpe, do. Okay, and I applaud those doctors. There's a lot of doctors that really haven't really come out and done a public apology, and I call them bargainers. Now they're voraciously opposed to the vaccine, but they were pushing it early in the first 2 years, and they haven't acknowledged that. And I won't mention their names because they're opposed to the vaccine now. Everybody is on their individual path for truth.
Yeah. Well, let me just say too, what you just heard, guys, is a man with integrity who has humbled himself before the Creator and admitted to making a mistake. There isn't one amongst us who's not a sinner. And so what we've seen with this sea change in this great awakening because of the pandemic and because of the rollout of the bioweapon that has killed or injured more than 500 million people on this planet, what we've seen is exactly what we want to see. Some doctors wake up and tell the truth and come to the side of humanity. That is what we're seeing, and I applaud all of them. And let me just say, another massive victory, because we know the FDA, the CDC, the World Health Organization, the AMA, the FBI, the CIA, they all lie to the American people. They just endlessly gaslight us. And the FDA just got its tail handed to them with a major victory in court. They've been sued to stop maligning ivermectin, and they agreed to rescind their warnings about ivermectin because they know it works. They know it works a heck of a lot better than remdesivir, which doctors were getting paid handsomely to put their patients on, you know, like Grace Shura and others, who they then murdered with these drugs, this cocktail protocol. Friends, it's time to wake up. Use your own discernment. Dr. James Thorpe will be making this presentation before the Oklahoma State Senate and Congress this week. Doc, take it away.
Great. I will share my screen here. And I'm actually making this presentation tomorrow. And I will take a little bit more time than I have to go through these slides. So I'll be presenting to the politicians, the Senate, tomorrow at about this time, tomorrow, 24 hours, to the senators and congressmen and women of the great state of Oklahoma, and also to the Oklahoma citizens. And what I'd like to do here is go through these slides. Also presenting will be Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Pierre Corey, Dr. Ryan Cole, Dr. Jancy Lindsay, and also because the great state of Oklahoma is also home to where the Shot Dead movie was premiered in Tulsa. Tulsa, Oklahoma is the home of one of the victims featured in Shot Dead. And that would be the young, beautiful daughter of Taylor Martin, and also Mr. Alan Martin. Their beautiful, gorgeous daughter, Tristan Martin, was killed by the vaccine. So Mr. and Mrs. Taylor and Alan Martin will be with us tomorrow. And I actually have a private lunch meeting with them at around noon. I get in about midnight tonight. So I've met them many times. I've cried with them. I've prayed with them. And I continue to pray for them. And speaking of these evil people, these evil people that are attacking you and other good people, guess what? They're also attacking Alan Martin and Trista Martin, if you can believe that. So I'll take it off here, this first slide. And again, this is credit to my wife, attorney Maggie M. Thorpe, JD, and myself. This was just recently published on the America Out Loud news platform, and this has gone viral. But basically what we've done here is on this slide, gone through the horrible lies that have been completely debunked by real science just in the last 3 years, Sean. So if you start out with just less than 3 years ago, the fact checkers were voraciously attacking me and others for suggesting that the vaccine didn't stay in the arm and that the vaccine actually could have some serious genetic implications in human beings. Voraciously attacked. Dr. Ryan Cole was voraciously attacked by fact checkers. And then we go through, and I won't go through all of these studies, but bit by bit, you know, you see the Alden study, the first HANA study, the second HANA study, and then just 6 weeks ago, the study in the major OBGYN journal, so-called gray journal, the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the New England Journal of Medicine, if you will, to my specialty. It's been around since 1865. And so just in these last 3 years, we go from the vaccine stays in the arm, the mRNA poison stays in the arm, to now, just a month ago, where we have this famous geneticist, Mikhaly Rejec, who has preliminary data suggesting that indeed it may well be permanently reverse transcribed into the human DNA. And God forbid, if it does, and it's also integrated into the gametes or the sperm and ovaries, then you are looking at potential for permanent genetic alteration of subsequent generations who receive this vaccine.
That's transhumanism.
That is. It could be. We need more data. That's the first preliminary data. Now we go to this slide is my next slide. There we go. So this was a slide that we talked about, just the gross change in the last 3 years, a complete debunking and lies that have been proven to be lies. And then we go to the, of course, the important Pfizer 5.3.6 document. And on this document, what we see is that just in 10 weeks, from December 14th to 2020 to February 28th, 2021, actually, it wasn't 12 weeks, it was only 10 weeks, there were 1,223 victims who died after receiving this shot. This is page 7. They tried to bury this for 75 years. And this was immediately released by either a Pfizer whistleblower or an FDA CDC whistleblower in early 2021. Now, Aaron Seary, through the Informed Consent Action Network, filed a Freedom of Information Act, and that took over a year, and a judge mandated that they release this. And wouldn't you know, they released it on April Fool's Day, 2022. So the exact document that everybody in the world had from the whistleblower that we all knew was true. Now, listen, it gets worse.
Well, wait, can you back up? This is so important. Just so I have this math right, you explain to me whether or not I do. Female, male, no data. That adds up to 42,086 people, I think, if I did the math right.
Correct.
1,223 people died out of 42,000, with injuries being probably off the charts.
The 42,086 are all of the casualties. We don't know the exact denominator of exactly how many shots, but what I will show you is that of 42,086 casualties or adverse events includes 1,223 dead.
God.
So that's important. You know, like, for example, the swine flu vaccine in 1976, when I was in medical school, second year medical student, I was 24 years old. My brother and I went to Wayne State University School of Medicine, the swine flu vaccine. I think there were 120 or 140 million shots rolled out. There were only 26 deaths. That, again, it's only association. It was immediately removed from the market permanently. And then at the turn of the century, the rotavirus, I don't know how many shots were administered, millions, okay? But there were no deaths, Sean, and there were only a spate, several dozen cases of a minor bowel complication in young children called intussusception. That drug, without any deaths, was immediately removed from the market. So, you know, hats off. I was having a lot of high fives and confidence for the FDA and the CDC and the government at that time, at the turn of the century, looking out for my patients. Hey, they ripped these two drugs off the market immediately. Good for them. But then what happened in the subsequent 20 years, Sean? So we go on to the next slide here. This isn't the worst, arguably, this is the worst news here. This is not only the deadliest drug out, this is very important to understand for the viewers. This is the most injurious drug in the history of military warfare. This has a higher injure to kill ratio than any military war in the last half a century. And it has the highest injure to kill ratio of any drug ever put out. So this injure to kill ratio is 33.4. And you can calculate that very easily by this data slide. So now you go on to page 12 of this document, which is the same document, the one they tried to hide for 75 years, that has horrible, catastrophic obstetrical outcome, just disastrous. You can see for yourself. I'll send you a copy of this slide set. I won't dwell on it. Now we go to the paper that these authors, including Dr. McCullough, Mike Deskovich, including Stuart Tankersley, including Megan Redshaw, Albert Benavides, and Claire Rogers, myself, the lead author. Listen, in contradistinction to all of the fraudulent medical journal articles, this was published completely open source data from the FDA data. And we analyzed it exactly as the corrupt CDC and FDA mandates. We compare a novel vaccine, the adverse event of a novel vaccine, to the adverse event of, quote, a safe vaccine, which, of course, there's no such a thing. They mandate that because it will always favor a novel vaccine. Anyways, having stated that, the FDA and CDC, they mandate on their website a safety signal of that ratio of a what they call a risk ratio of 2.0 or greater breaches their safety signal. Well, what did these authors find? These authors found, they looked at 18 different adverse events all related to pregnancy. They found risk ratios that far exceeded two. Enormous, I mean, so high that they were off the charts. For example, the menstrual abnormalities, 1,200-fold greater. It wasn't a risk ratio of two, it was 1,200. A risk of miscarriage was not two, it was 57. the risk of fetal death was not 2, it was 38, and on and on and on with multiple other, 15 other major horrible obstetric complications. So this, by the way, this journal, it's been published for a year. It's open source. Anybody in the world could have gone into the database, duplicated our analytics, and confirmed it or refuted it. Nobody in the world has refuted it. It's been out there for over a year. Compare that to the contrast of the fraudulent medical journals pushing this. There's no transparency. They refuse to show the data, just like our government. So the next slide here, I report the actual Oklahoma. This is the injuries and deaths that have been done to the citizens of Oklahoma. And I am presenting this to the congressmen, to the senators, and to the citizens of Oklahoma tomorrow. The vaccine has killed 8,500, more than 8,500 Oklahomans, of which the beautiful young daughter of Taylor and Alan Martin, Trista Martin, was killed by the Pfizer vaccine. Okay, that is horrible catastrophe to Oklahomans. And again, if you use that injure to kill ratio, which I didn't make up, that's directly from Pfizer's own data, you'll see that there were, simply multiply that times 33.4, there's more than 284,000 injuries of the Oklahoma citizens. This is an absolute travesty. Citizens, we the people, legislators, politicians, wake up and speak the truth. This data, I don't have time to spend a lot, but this data is based on the data of Dr. Denis Rancourt, PhD, who's one of the expert mathematical modelers in the world. He's published this. It's been since September, and you have experts all over the world that verify that, including epidemiological experts like Thomas Fenton, like Harvey Risch. Jessica Rose has reviewed this. Steve Kirsch has reviewed it, on and on and on. I've studied this man debating 3 hours for people trying to take his criticize his data. Yeah. He completely blows them apart.
Yeah, and let me just say, I have witnessed both the slander and the libel and the character assassination of three of these people right here, the multiple experts, Peter McCullough, Steve Kirsch, and Brett Weinstein. I have seen the character assassination attempts just in the recent weeks here, again, with this orchestrated troll attack against anybody who would dare stand opposed to Western medicine and the death protocols and the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Now, this is just me and my discernment, guys, right? I don't know what lies in these people's hearts, but according to Dr. James Thorpe, Peter McCullough's the real deal and a God-fearing man. So I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. Character assassination, just as, you know, they're trying to character assassinate me for being an affiliate of the wellness company. I see it as an orchestrated attack from the deep state that is quickly losing control of the narratives. And I guess it begs the question, Jim, how is it that this thing is still on the market, knowing what we know? How is that even possible?
Well, this is a terrific question, because it comes down to honesty and truth. I think we can all agree that the vast majority of Americans know that this is a fraudulent vaccine now. And you know what? The feet on the ground tell the truth. The uptake of these ridiculous lethal boosters, now we're on our 9th or 10th, it's dismal, pathetic. It's in the single low digits. What is it? 2 or 3, maybe 4 or 5%? That's pathetic. That means 95% of Americans reject it, know that Dr. McCullough is right, know that the rest of us are right. But you know what? They can't speak up because of the fascism of our government, the fascism of their employers. And that's what I want to speak to in the Senate tomorrow.
Well, I'm so glad you're doing it. How'd that come about that you get to speak in front of the Oklahoma Senate and Congress?
I don't know. They asked me to speak.
Well, good. That means somebody cares. Local governments actually care. Not mine. Not in this crappy blue state in which I live. They don't care about anything other than revenue generation and stealing the money of those who pay and giving it to those who don't. But in some states, people actually still care about people. I mean, I think that's really the message I want to share in this broadcast. I know Dr. James Thorpe cares about people. He cared about his patients. He stuck his neck out when he worked at that Texas hospital. And he merely wanted to inform. He wanted to provide informed consent to his pregnant patients about the dangers and risks of the experimental use authorization bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And he was fired for it. Okay. Yeah. Any questions?
So I'll go on to the next slide here. I won't dwell a lot on this slide, but when you look, what I want to show you is that the butchers, Bourla and Bansal, the CEOs of Pfizer and Moderna, the butchers, Bourla and Bansal, have murdered, killed, and injured 585 million global citizens. And that was of last September. Many would argue many more by now. But I want to contrast them with the two atomic bombs, the first two in August of 1995 on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The butchers of Bourla and Bansal make those two atomic weapons look like child's play. Then in the middle part of the slide, I would like to contrast the butchers, Bourla and Bansal, the CEOs of Pfizer and Moderna, with heretofore the most lethal drug ever released on humanity, which was thalidomide. Thalidomide used between 1957 and 1962, actually developed by a Nazis at a German pharmaceutical company, was heretofore the deadliest drug ever. It essentially killed and injured 100% of preborns if given at the crucial time in pregnancy. Now listen, this is what I've said since 2020. Bourla, the butchers Bourla and Bansal make, and their drug make thalidomide look like a prenatal vitamin. So now we go, how did this happen? How did this happen, Sean? How did the world get literally brainwashed into this lethal, injurious psychological operations? It's very simple. He who pays the piper calls the tunes. It's now known by the New York Times. These are not leftist conspiracy publications. The New York Times and the Washington Post, that $5 trillion or more dollars was used to buffet this pandemic, if you will. And the and they report that, and they can't account for it. But I'll show you right now, a huge proportion of that was used as bribe money. This is one of this is a landmark global publication. Credit to my wife, Maggie M. Thorpe, J.D., and I published this on the America Out Loud News platform in May of last year, May of 2023. We did our own. It took us a long time. We knew that the obstetricians and the American College of Obstetricians were captured. It was just a matter of figuring out how and who. Well, we did it. Smoking gun. What we proved in the FOIA request is that the Department of Health and Human Services and the CDC and the FDA gave millions and millions of dollars, not just in 2021, but well before that, grooming them, and continue to give them millions and millions of dollars to buffet this false claim. Why? Because they control 60,000 OBGYN doctors. 60,000 OBGYN doctors who, if they dare to deviate the narrative, they'll be assassinated and terminated. American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists have colluded with the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology and also the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine. These are the three medical organizations that have perpetrated death and injury to the most innocent population by taking this blood money. I call them the mother baby death cult, ACOG, ABOG, and SMFM. And by the way, they've honored me my entire 45 years of clinical practice, research awards. I was a board examiner for the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology. I was a board of director for 3 years at the turn of the century for the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine. And now these three organizations are launching a perpetration, a profoundly dangerous, deadly, breaking the golden rule of pregnancy, and to this very day, pushing the most lethal drug, the most injurious drug ever created, and they're pushing it on the most vulnerable population, pregnant women, preborn, and newborns. So it's a travesty. And, you know, I've been saying this for a long time. They can't come after me for defamation because I have the data. The American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology threatened me. Dr. George Wendell, the prior executive director of the American Board of OBGYN, threatened me. I sent him a 98-page letter in January of 2022 documenting this evidence, and included in that 98 pages is 1,019 references peer-reviewed in the medical journal documenting death and injuries from the COVID-19 vaccines in just 12 months. Well, guess what, Sean? I haven't heard anything from the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, not a peep. Now, I have lifetime board certification from 1985, but because I am it's very important for me to set an example to my obstetrical colleagues, my young, and I hold myself to a very high standard. I voluntarily recertify every year. I don't have to do it. I want to set an example. I want to be at the best and not get by on my lifetime certification. Well, guess what? After this letter, later in 2022, they recertified me. And then again, in 2023, they recertified me. So clearly, their silence and their recertification, they must know that they are wrong and I am right.
Yeah, of course they do. No, of course they do. And anybody else that dares speak up, doesn't matter if you're a cardiologist or an OBGYN, they will take your license. Look what they did to Sherry Tenpenny. Look what they did to so many of the truth-telling doctors that decided to stand with humanity. I mean, the whole system is corrupt. The Republic is in the process of falling. And anybody who can think knows it, Jim.
Yep, you're right. Now this, can you see my new slide up there? COVID-19 government relief?
Yes.
Okay. This is a landmark article as well. This was published on the same platform. Again, these are medical legal briefs. Maggie Thorpe, JD, is the lead author. Jim Thorpe, myself, MD, is a second author. These are easy to read. They're easy to find. There's 15 of these publications in the last 15 months. They are extraordinarily well-written and extraordinarily heavily cited. They're not over-inundated with minutia and, you know, biochemistry and so forth. Easy to read. So this was published in December. And what I want to show you here is that the exact same thing was done not only to the medical organizations, but over 420,000 hospitals and healthcare facilities and clinics across the United States of America with $186.5 billion with a B dollars. And we focus on the political targeting of Texas, the red state, and Houston Methodist Hospital took $350 million and mandated vaccines and all their employees, including the famous, and I love this physician, she's one of my heroes, Dr. Mary Talley Bowden, who was fired because she wouldn't take the vaccine and wouldn't promote it. And then also way up there, and by the way, they were the first one to mandate it, and all the other hospitals in the United States of America fell like dominoes after this. This was an orchestrated political attack with over a third of $1 billion. And who fell shortly after that was my former employee, Sean. This is SSM Health, not in Texas. It's based out of St. Louis, nearly a $10 billion Catholic healthcare system. I was in a maternal fetal medicine specialist in the division of maternal fetal medicine that they actually own St. Louis University as well. I was the number one producer. I was the number one revenue generator for that division. And I was the most experienced. And I'm excited to present this tomorrow in the Oklahoma Senate. Why? Well, because the CEO that was following the marching orders, his name is Kevin Ellich. And Kevin Ellich, you know, he might have been a stoolie or a lower level. He wasn't the highest level CEO. I actually know the highest level CEO. Her name is Laura Kaiser. Laura Kaiser didn't have the integrity, ethically or morally, to call me up. She sent her stoolie, Mr. Kevin Ellich. By the way, Mr. Kevin Ellich, you're in Oklahoma. Oklahomans, this is your boy, Kevin Ellich. He called me up on June 29th and fired me, praised me as a model physician. And then he tried to bribe me with about $100,000 to stay silent. And I said, no, thank you, Mr. Kevin Ellich. No, I won't do that. And so this is how the game is played. And countless number of physicians have also been fired. You know that, Sean. Now, this next slide is the exact same story, but different group. This is an abhorrent, a horrible, horrible blight. This came straight from the White House Chief of Staff, Jeffrey Zients, and Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, and Dr. Francis Collins, then head of the NIH. And what they did was, of course, they bankrupt most of these places of worship, not just Christian, but Jewish, Christian, Islamic, and all other faith traditions. They closed these places of worship down because they weren't essential, like the strip clubs, okay, like the gambling casinos, and like the liquor stores were essential, but they had to close down these places of worship. And then in 2021, you'll see this is a White House-sponsored 3.5-hour symposium bribing all of the faith leaders. And if you can see the horrible scripture from all these traditions that were manipulated, basically bribing all of these faith leaders to push the vaccine in their congregations, in their places of worship, and essentially stating that God created the miracle of the COVID-19 vaccine to cure the pandemic. This is what they said. This is exactly what they said. It was, in fact, I want to quote some scripture, just some scripture that I'd really, I don't have on this, but I don't have on this presentation, and I won't pull it up where it'll interrupt my screen share. But basically, there's a scripture in Deuteronomy, and it talks about it's right out of Deuteronomy, the Judeo-Christian scripture, and it talks about going through a narrow place with outstretched arms and then holding your arm out. And this is how the White House interpreted in this symposium to the faith leaders. Okay, the narrow place was the pandemic. The outstretched hands, okay, was the God's miracle of the vaccine, and holding the hand out was the arm getting the vaccine. And their interpretation of this scripture is go forth, get the vaccine, and be healed.
I remember that. It's complete blasphemy.
Awful.
I mean, the Bible warns us against pharmakia, and that's exactly what this is. It's witchcraft. It's the devil's brew.
It's
like the childhood vaccines. I mean, if people knew what was in them, they would never in 10 million years allow a needle to be plunged into their baby's arms filled with this stuff. But nobody gets informed consent.
I dare you to watch this 3.5-hour symposium. It'll make you nauseated. You know what they call it? They address Dr. Collins as, and I quote, I'm not making this up. You can't make this stuff up. They call him the Reverend Dr. Francis Collins. Mm-hmm. The Reverend Dr. And you know, they spouted off complete, totally false scientific information on these faith leaders. It was absolute, utter false science and lies. And the whole object was to eliminate vaccine hesitancy and to push this lethal, injurious drug to their congregants. Shifting gears, the last four slides here that I'm going to present. You haven't seen this data before, Sean, and really nobody else has. But this is very important for you to know about, because I believe this is why there's a lot of people attacking you and me and the wellness company and the people that stand on the right side of truth. This will be published in a peer-reviewed medical journal later this year. This is my data from my analytics. I've had this data a year ago. I knew this data a year ago, okay? But I reanalyzed it just in the past week. We used the exact same methods as we talked about in the previous paper with McCullough, myself, the total seven authors. We analyzed this data the exact same way as we analyze, as the FDA told us to analyze it. It's very simple. You know, you compare a novel vaccine with that of with that of a safe and effective vaccine, and you look at the risk ratio. Same as before, the risk ratio of two or greater breaches the FDA safety signal. Okay, so this is open source governmental FDA data. We've all seen the just total loss of judgment, insanity in all of the world since this vaccine is pushed. What we looked at on this first slide is I took the incidence of cognitive disorders. Now, for those of you watching, cognitive disorders is the inability to think, the inability to rationalize, the inability to connect the dots. So we took a grouping of cognitive disorders straight from the FDA data, and we looked at the COVID-19 vaccine compared to the flu vaccine. The risk ratio was not 2. The risk ratio was 87 with a very tight 95% confidence interval. This doesn't occur by chance alone. And when we compare the COVID-19 vaccine to all the other vaccines over the last 30 years, the risk ratio was not 2, way over 2. It was 23.7. This is stunning data. This is why I suspect this nitwit who keeps sending you all this stuff, this Canadian nitwit, I believe she's mentally impaired, cognitively impaired. Now, it gets worse. We did the exact same methods, except we used different symptoms. We used the psychiatric illness diagnoses right out of the FDA database. We analyzed it right out of the FDA protocol. A risk ratio of 2 or greater breaches the FDA safety protocol. Look at the incidence of psychiatric illnesses in people that have taken the COVID-19 vaccines compared with the influenza vaccine. The risk ratio is not 2, it's 188. Mm-hmm. When you compare the risk ratio of the COVID-19 vaccine to all of the other vaccines in the last 30 years, the risk ratio is way above. It's not 2, it's 23.8. So this troll, whoever she is, that is attacking you and all of these people, they have very likely, if they're injected with multiple shots, they have not only intellectual deficits, i.e., that is, cognitive deficits, but they also have mental illness, psychiatric illness. And by the way, there was a recent article just published in the last few weeks showing this exact same thing in children that have taken the shots. And then one final slide, and I'll summarize it up. This is the exact same analytics, except we look for suicide and suicidal ideation. You've seen the whole host of athletes and every sector of our society committing suicide. We looked at, is there a greater risk of suicidal ideation or committing suicide if you've taken the COVID-19 vaccine compared to the influenza vaccine? Well, you bet there is. Look at the risk. It's 186-fold greater again. And that is an astronomical breach of the safety signal of the FDA, which is 2. And when you compare it to all of the other vaccines, you compare the risk of suicide and suicidal ideation to all of the other vaccines in the last 33 years, there's still a huge breach of the FDA safety profile. The safety breach signal is breached. It's not 2, it's 47.6. Here's the conclusions and the recommendations that I will bring to the senators and congressmen in the great state of Oklahoma tomorrow, about 24 hours from now, and to the great citizens, we the people of the great state of Oklahoma. The COVID-19 vaccines are the most deadly, injurious product that has ever been released on humanity. Number one, they are not fit for human or animal consumption, and they must be immediately removed from the market globally. That's all she wrote.
Amen. All right. Well, let's stop the screen share so we can see you and we'll say our goodbyes. Doc, I really appreciate you. I appreciate your voice. You know that, you know, I mean, I'll stand with the frontline doctors who will stand with humanity all day long. And I recognize trolls and troll armies for what they are and what they represent. Not all of them are bad. A lot of them are just following their programming. You know, if you latch on to somebody who you believe is a truth teller and they take you down the primrose path, well, it's not too hard to get really confused about who's telling the truth and who's out to deceive. And in this case, I stand with doctors like Jim Thorpe. Doc, thank you so much. Good luck on your presentation. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean. Have a blessed day.
Yeah, my pleasure. Guys, I'll leave the links below. We appreciate you very much. You know, by the way, in the next plandemic, Marburg, Ebola, whatever it is they've got planned, if you want to talk to a real doctor who will provide you with real healthcare and not follow the government payola protocols, well, the wellness company link is below. Thanks so much for tuning in, friends. I'll remind you every single day for free. Check us out to get the real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those FDA, CDC, CIA, Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
The vast majority of people are so behind the eight ball that when they see all this other theater, that's why the ditty things come out, right? They've got to keep the consciousness of the mind of man wrapped up in all this shit that's going on around our world instead of understanding who these evil people are and what they're nefariously doing against all of us to basically eradicate mankind.